The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Larissa Moore, filling in for Kate Watson. It's Monday, the 2nd of September. In your Squiz today, pressure on the government over Tamil family deportation, more violence in Hong Kong protests, carbon emissions are up, and your shortcut to Ash Barty. This is your Squiz today. One of the biggest news stories over the weekend was the imminent deportation of a Tamil family back to Sri Lanka. For a bit of background, Nadesh and Priya came to Australia separately by boat in 2012 and 2013 after the civil war in Sri Lanka. Their two children were born here and the family were living in the regional Queensland town of Biloela. For the last 18 months, they were being held in detention in Melbourne after their bridging visa expired. On Friday, they were being deported when a last-minute legal injunction stopped their flight mid-air.
So the latest is that case went to court on Friday, and it's a bit of a technicality, but bear with me. What lawyers are trying to do is press that the youngest child, the two-year-old, hadn't actually been assessed and her claim to be able to stay in Australia. So it's her case that's being looked at. Of course, the deportation orders for the rest of the family is still in place, but the sense is that the government won't split that family up. They're being held now in detention in Christmas Island, and that case goes back to court on Wednesday, but lawyers certainly aren't that hopeful that there'd be any change. Interesting this morning too to see on the front page of The Australian, there's a report that Border Force officials are saying that there's a surge of people smuggling activity from Sri Lanka and a boat has been seized there just west of Christmas Island.
There's a bit of pressure on Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton to intervene in this case. Is that likely?
Very unlikely. He's certainly holding that line. And one lawyer told the ABC, there's a report and the link to that too in the email, that the government probably won't change its mind, that evidence suggesting that they came to Australia as economic refugees is what the government is holding on to, and repeating the findings that they have no case for protection in Australia.
Over in the US, and there's been another mass shooting over the weekend, Claire, with a gunman in West Texas killing seven and injuring at least 21 others.
That man had been subject to a routine traffic stop by troopers and without stopping the car, shot through the back window, injuring one of those troopers. He then went on to kill those seven people from a moving pickup truck and also later a stolen mail truck. Police killed him when they got to a parking area near a movie theatre. Also interesting to see a report out of the New York Times saying that it was a really dreadful August for mass shootings in the US. Of 38 separate incidents, about 51 lives had been claimed, although that might tick up a little bit with a couple of more deaths from that Texas shooting overnight.
Yeah, and for Texas alone, it's their second one in 4 weeks. The weekend saw pro-democracy protests continue in Hong Kong, but the level of violence has now reached unprecedented levels.
It's interesting, isn't it? Every weekend there's something that's unprecedented, and it seems that those images and reports of police chasing suspects onto trains and then clubbing people with batons and pepper spraying. Also, protesters were accused of throwing petrol bombs and setting barricades on fire. Last night, it seems that there was a surge of protesters towards the airport. Train services were shut down to try and prevent them from getting there. Of course, that caused some commuter chaos and people trying to get in and out of the airport. There's calls also for widespread strikes today, so no doubt there'll be more to come.
And of course, if you're wanting to understand more of the context around the situation in Hong Kong, search for Squiz Shortcuts in your podcasting app. We can take you through it in under 10 minutes. Figures just released show that Australia's carbon emissions are continuing to rise. They're up 0.6% on last year's figures. Energy and Environment Minister Angus Taylor says the increase is from LNG exports that are reducing global emissions.
So the government's been under quite a bit of pressure, first for not reporting those numbers, that they hadn't reported them for quite some time, and now it seems to be getting into a regular rhythm of reporting these quarterly figures. The second thing, of course, is that these emissions continue to go up, and what critics are saying is that that means that we're nowhere near on track to meet our Paris climate emissions commitments. But the government is saying that there's a couple of these blips that aren't really representative of our broader emissions contributions, and that we're on track to meet those commitments. So it's all a bit technical, but yeah, certainly those figures are out and they're not particularly great news.
It's also not great news for the Great Barrier Reef. The 2019 Outlook report has just been released.
Yeah, it went on Friday from poor to very poor. A couple of things there that aren't looking good for our great natural wonder is that climate change, of course, is having an impact. There's also some local environmental factors like runoff from farms, which aren't being managed as well as some people would like. But the Morrison government again says it's on to that.
In sport now, and Ash Barty is out of the US Open. She met her record best performance by getting to the fourth round, but fell in straight sets to China's Wang Yang overnight, which is sad news for the Aussie champion, but it does mean that we will be releasing our second Squiz Shortcuts episode.
We would have liked her to get a bit further through this week in the US Open, but
we were hoping to hold this one.
But her fantastic effort this year is still very noteworthy. Of course, and she's our first world number one for many, many years. So we've got a Squiz Shortcuts on her, and it's really was fun to do. So we hope you enjoy listening to that.
Yeah, it's a great one. So again, you'll find that by searching Squiz Shortcuts in your podcasting app. A lot of mums and dads are probably pretty familiar with the Baby Shark song.
Yeah, way too familiar, probably.
Way too familiar. But it's going to be used to deter crowds in Florida.
Yeah, poor Baby Shark. Although I guess if you've been exposed to that and it's become a form of torture, you can probably understand. Of course,
being weaponized.
Of course, classical music and even Barry Manilow songs have been used to move loiterers on. There's an interesting device too that makes mosquito noises that apparently makes people edgy, but yeah, Baby Shark can certainly go on that list of notoriety of music that makes people feel uncomfortable.
There's a great article which we've linked to in the Squiz, and also talks about the British Navy blasting Britney Spears to repel pirate ships in Africa. Toxic.
Britney.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Like, what is it? Today's the second day of spring, and if you're feeling the need for a bit of a spring clean or even just for someone to take cleaning the shower off your plate, Urban U have an offer for Squizzers, $30 off your first clean with them. Urban U connect you with high-quality, pre-screened and independent cleaners, so enter Squiz30 on checkout for $30 off your first clean. I'll put that info in the episode notes as well. What's the subject line today, Claire?
I have a Lana Del Rey song, Video Games, the lyric there being, go play your video game. That's certainly what Nick Kyrgios can do now that he has been also bundled out of the US Open. Another typically tumultuous performance from him on Saturday. After needing eye drops and complaining about the lights, he then sort of fessed up a bit later in the game. He said that playing video games late at night, Call of Duty particularly, has ruined him. So now he can go home and play his video games. Yep.
He'll have plenty of time on his hands to do that. That's all from us today. Enjoy your Monday. Please check out our new podcast, Squiz Shortcuts, with our second episode on Ash Barty out now.
The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.